In a recent survey, 43% of business owners in Humboldt County said their businesses are struggling or at risk of closing. 55% say that safety concerns affect their ability to do business. On top of these stunning statistics, business owners shared that their biggest challenges are the cost of goods and services, decreased sales, high operational costs, and attracting and retaining qualified staff. Basically, what these owners are saying is that their biggest business challenge is everything. The survey's results paint a dire picture of the state of local businesses, and by extension, the local economy. But are these results accurate? We spoke to Nancy Olsen at the Eureka Chamber of Commerce and asked if she believes the results painted an accurate picture of the local business landscape.
I would say yes. Some people would look at the data, you know, glass half full. It's certainly not full. Our community, our county, and this is not news, but we are really a micro business economy, not just small business. Small business has a different definition at the national level. We are micro businesses. The vast majority of our respondents have 10 or fewer employees. They have less than $500,000 in income, and a lot of them have less than $100,000 in income. This was conducted during the month of April, basically. Things, you know, the uncertainty was really peaked at that time with tariffs and such. I think people are still feeling the uncertainty and certainly are being impacted by the tariffs, but perhaps not at the really dire levels that were being talked about at that time. So while there's a lot of uncertainty and costs have gone up across the board for everyone, I don't know that it's as bad as people were fearing at that moment. Not that it couldn't again shift that way.
The pessimistic outlook so many business owners have on the future of their operation is in line with Olson's own evaluation of the situation.
Our survey got 214 responses, mostly businesses and a handful of nonprofits. So the data set is meaningful. It went out not only from us, not only from Eureka Main Street, but also chambers all across the county. From SBDC, from REDEC, from a number of different sources. So it really reached out broadly into the community. The vast majority of respondents were in Eureka, but we did have responses from Willow Creek to Manila and Oreck down to Soham. So we had responses from all across the county. We had a good chunk also from Arcata, a fair number from Ferndale, McKinleyville, and Fortuna as well. So I feel like our methodologies for getting it out and for the responses and the data that we got, I think, is meaningful. It's statistically viable. Is it accurate? My gut says yes. You know, based on the many conversations that I have, I think other people are not surprised by the data. So I think it is, you know, it's credible data.
Other statistics not yet mentioned include 59% expect costs to go up, and 41% are expecting fewer customers. Glass firmly half empty, if even that. And there are, of course, reasons for this. A large part of businesses in the area have low turnover. They are also very dependent on the local community. Almost 80% report that their customer base is local, which creates an issue when you factor in the average household income in the county.
We have a community that is pretty impoverished by all measures, and the vast majority of people need to shop at the big box stores or online to get the best prices so that, you know, so that they can make ends meet. Mm-hmm. So how can we make shopping local more affordable? I really want to see us launch a Choose Humboldt on a Budget type of a campaign. Mm-hmm. And what does that look like? How can the stores and restaurants adapt to be more affordable to all of the people in our community? A Shop Local campaign is one tool in the toolbox. Mm-hmm. It isn't the panacea that's going to solve all of our problems for our local businesses. But it is important to bring it to mind for our local residents that we need to support our neighbors. We need to support those local shops, getting goods locally. One of the bright spots, 87% of the respondents to the survey share that they feel very or somewhat connected to other businesses in their area. So there is a sense of cohesion and connectedness within our business community. I think that positions us for more opportunities for collaboration and more opportunities for figuring things out together.
Cohesion and cooperation are the keys to local businesses surviving and hopefully thriving in Humboldt County. And things are happening on that front. A reinvigorated Choose Humboldt campaign is in the works. North Edge Financial, North Coast SBDC, and Humboldt Mate recently hosted an economic summit for retailers and restaurants. And members of the Community Economic Resilience Coalition, or CERC, meet regularly to talk about their experiences and find ways to work together.
We all know each other. We all work well together. We all have a great working relationship. I would say, it's one of the beauties of Humboldt. It's because we are such a small, remote community, we really do all have to know each other and to work well together.
That was Nancy Olson with the Eureka Chamber of Commerce and the Redwood Coast Chamber Foundation speaking about a recent survey among local business owners. We'll have more from our conversation with Olson at a later date, and we'll also be covering efforts by the business community to make shopping locally more attractive, competitive, and affordable. I'm Sigurbjørn, reporting for KMUD.